When it comes to the story, on for both of you guys, what's a part of the story that's like, you know, you put yourself into it? Because, you know, they say when people write or people direct or something, it's a small piece of themselves. So what part of either Nicodemus or Ghostbusters is a part of yourselves that you put into the story?
Well, Nicodemus, there's a lot. It's kind of funny. I didn't even realize until the question was asked that there was how much of that. But there's, you know, the scrying and sort of the spiritualism that is referenced in Nicodemus. My history has a lot to do with magic and illusion design, and so I've been a big student of magic history and been very fascinated with, you know, spirit cabinets and spiritualism and scrying and those sort of things. And I always thought those things were pretty creepy, and so like throwing that into the experience, you know, is kind of a part of my fascination of that. And you know, I think that there's some, you know, the even just things like looking in a mirror. Like I've always been one of those, like if it's dark and I'm like in the bathroom, like I don't want to look in the mirror. You know, it seems stupid, right? It's just like, what are you going to see? Just yourself in the dark, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't like it. You know, there's something eerie about it.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You never, dude, what? Because it's like the question always pops up. And, you know, like, what if something else is there, you know? It just sits there. And so having, you know, moments like that in the experience, like, speak, I think, to my own fears in a kind of very primitive way. So, I think there's a bunch of that in Nicodemus that reflects me.
So
how about you?
Clowns. I hate clowns. I think the automaton room is probably the creepiest part.
Okay.
For me in there. But, you know, I also there's little pieces of things along the way that really have frightened me. I think the scariest monster of all time for me is the Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that does have a creepy vibe to it. Like whenever you see that, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's unsettling, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it's unsettling. And so I wanted to make sure we had some form of Weeping Angels in Nicodemus. And in fact, one of our early guys who went through it, I was watching him go through, and he was in that room and he said, "Don't blink. Whatever you do, don't blink."
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, yeah, okay. He knows where that's from. So, yeah. The automaton room I always find unsettling, just because everything just feels like it's sitting in the uncanny valley in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Nicodemus scares you? Either of you guys.
Yeah.
What is it about?
I still get scared going through it. I don't look in the mirror. I'm sorry. I know what's in the mirror, and when I go in, I do not look in the mirror.
It's I mean, it's the atmosphere and the environment that really kind of spoke to me about the experience. Like, I really wanted to convey this place. Even more than the demon, I really wanted the place to be just this rich environment that the demon could come in and out of. And so, frankly, what I some of the because I know, you know, obviously I designed it, so I know when and where all the things are. But being in the place is something that there's just this.
Is it the time period?
It's that combination, right? Like it's that combination of being in a time that you don't belong, in a place that you don't belong, with something that doesn't belong there with you, and it's just all of those things come together, and I just I feel this sort of tension in the experience that I still can't.
You get scared still.
I mean, scared. I get nervous, I guess. I mean, I really do. Scared, I don't know. But, because I've been through hundreds and hundreds of times.
There's something about the environment that is romantic about, you know, that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also something about the decay in the space that is unsettling and sad.
Yeah, unsettled. Yeah. That's the way I put it. I still feel unsettled when I'm in it, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
All right, quick fire. I'll start with you first.
Yeah.
Wings or subs?
that was a left field.
That's right, but you can handle it.
Subs.
Okay. Yeah. Over here, do pineapples belong on pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
Not all pizza, but
it's a welcome addition.
It's a welcome addition if it's appropriate.
All right. Cool. So, for both of you guys, what are your earliest like nightmare memories? Whether it's a recurring or maybe you had it one time and never forgot it. What's something that woke you up out of the bed, scared you, and you just never forgot about it?
The Faceless Man. I had recurring nightmares as a child of the Faceless Man that was stalking me.
Huh. Mine's just too weird. I mean, it sounds stupid. You know, it's like, I once heard a comedian say that telling people, other people, your nightmares just never is as scary for them as it is for you at the time.
No, the Faceless Man is...
Faceless Man is pretty good, I gotta admit.
Pretty scary.
that got me, yeah. But I had a nightmare when I was a child of someone taking my really cool pedal car toy and replacing it with a tractor, something that wasn't cool at all. And I was really upset about this. It wasn't actually until I got much older in life that I mentioned this to my father, and he said, "Oh, no, that was not a nightmare. That some neighbors stole your really cool little pedal car.
That happened
to
you.
And you it actually happened, and you must have seen it, you know, and weren't able to tell me about it or something." But yeah, that's. I think our nightmares come from life sometimes.
All right. So to the void. At its core, what is the void to you? And what do you want people to get from the void?
For me, the void is a door that you can step through and into another reality. It's hard for me to... It's always been hard for me to talk about the void as VR. Mm-hmm. You know, it is the most amazing VR in the world. It's fantastic as that medium is, but it's hard for me to talk about it that way because I don't try and see it that way. I try and see it as someone's stepping through a gateway, through some sort of portal into another reality, and that's what we're trying to present and achieve, right? We're trying to reach beyond what VR is usually presented as and really go for this illusion of an alternate reality.
All right, so when creating story, you know, when you're going through, you know, the motions of like what works, what doesn't work, is it very quick and rapid? Like, you know, this works, oh, this sucks, get out of here. Or is it very long and drawn out and like whiteboard and how is the inspiration process?
Well, the kernel of the inspiration can often come like lightning, and sometimes it comes laboriously, but often it comes in a flash. The realization of that, though, takes time to bring that lightning in the bottle and make it real for people. Takes time. The void has never been done before, and so we're still learning what the void's capable of doing. We both see the void as a portal, a gateway. I would hope that the void would be a gateway to our better selves.
Okay.
That ultimately it would help us to be more understanding, more compassionate, and healed. I could see future applications to assist our warriors with their PTSD and find a way to help them come home by being able to go through an experience any number of times that helps them come back. I could see applications for recovery of people and renewing our souls. But those are dreams in the void. What I hope is that we are bringing the void closer to those things with everything we develop.
Okay, cool. Last question, wrap up. What is your favorite part about going through? Because I know you guys have gone through it. What are your favorite parts about going through it? Is it the scares? Is it the smells? Which, that marshmallow smell is amazing. I don't know. You should have like brownies or something prepared when we get
on the outside.
We hear that. Yeah, we've heard
those
that.
S'mores on like, the outside. This is good.
Is there something?
I know, right?
But what's your favorite part of the void? Where you have the most fun, I guess, or the most scared, I guess.
Wow, what's the part of the most fun in the void?
I have to be truthful about this. Uh-oh. The most fun I have in the void is watching other people go through it.
Or listening to the screams.
Whenever I hear screams, man, coming over the wall inside the void, I think, oh, we've done something good at this point. Screams, laughter, delight.
Okay.
Watching people come out of an experience, either moved to tears or joy, but that they've been moved. Yeah, that for me, that's the best part of the void.
Cool. You?
You know, I mean, that's a good answer. But no, I mean,
but
like,
it's wrong.
But it's what? The wrong answer. No. It probably is the best answer. But because that certainly is true. You know, we're privileged to be in a position where we can do that. Because yeah. Of course we would never allow anyone else to do it. But and we've learned a lot from doing that, of course, yeah. As well. I like the fact that I've been through these things hundreds and hundreds of times, and I still go into Ghostbusters and have a blast every time.
So, like, it never gets old.
It's never gotten old. Like,
I will say, it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Thanks,
it's
yeah.
weird at times because you're like, okay, all the lights are off, but what's about to happen? But it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I like that. So no matter how many times you do it, it still gets...
I still just have fun with it. Like, I'm not over it. And I think that's incredible, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.